In this episode, we're going to talk about why you need a rental contract agreement with your clients. So stay tuned to learn more about it. And if you don't have one, you're putting yourself, your customers, your business at risk.
Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area where we do a little bit less than $400,000 a year. We just started about a year and a half ago, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A2B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A2B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love.
Hey, everyone. On today's episode, as the intro says, we have a pretty interesting one for you. And I bet majority of you guys are not doing this.
Me too.
I would say when we first started out, I got the contract idea actually from Eddie. I see him doing these contracts. He had this huge binder thing full of contracts he made people sign and stuff like that, because he made me sign a contract. And I told him we're gonna do business, but he was like, I still gotta sign this contract.
Yeah, just sign here on the dotted line.
I'm like, what is this contract for?
Because you belong to me. He sold his soul to me.
I just want. We're gonna go over a quick list from an article that we kind of found, kind of that we thought would help you guys out, just with contracts and kind of the similar reason why we kind of started getting the contracts. As I said before, Eddie kind of put me on, and then he gave me his format, and then from there, our contract has probably just evolved. We went from people. Actually, at one point, we stopped doing it because we had too many clients to get them out. And then we went to a digital approach. We took the same format, brought it digital. But at first, we used to try to get everyone to sign it when we drop off.
I think probably if you do it, probably the digital is going to be the best bet to go. Because you know how it is. Trying to find somebody when you're going to drop off their stuff to sign it. Sometimes they're not even there. So then you're like, oh, it's okay. And that one customer becomes a problem. You're like, dang it, I need that contract because now I have nothing to stand on.
It's always those one customers. It's always that one.
So make sure you make it digital. Make it easy.
And also, too, it'll show you what type of customers you have, too. I feel like the customers that don't sign are the customers you probably don't more than want.
No.
But from there, a couple of things that we believe that the contract can help you with is damages. We've charge people and didn't get charged back on stuff and getting stuff paid, or people realizing that it's a contract and just paying it because there is a contract. Theft. I think one thing I would say about the theft stuff right there, we'll talk about how to get your stuff back from people in a different episode. Eddie become a master at this. We've basically been working on this, but this will help you from between theft and being able to ability to charge someone's card if they do choose to steal something or rent stuff for multiple days. Then disputes. Literally, with the contract has made it a foolproof. Like, we haven't even lost any. As long as you submit the information, we take photos and stuff now at each location, so it's even like double.
Yeah, more information and the better the odds are. But ever since we started doing the contract, I think there was kind of when we originally started off with the contract, we had like a lot of loopholes, but we kind of sealed those up, and this thing's pretty legit now.
Yeah. We have disagreements. So if a customer comes in and say, I had this, or the customer says something like, oh,
you forgot to put this on my order.
Yeah, put this on my order, or you're supposed to, I'm supposed to pay this amount, or, you know.
Or they pull a fast one on you and they're like, oh, you're supposed to come pick up tonight. That's what I paid for.
Yeah. So we got something for all that stuff right there. So just because customers will do that sometimes to you. And I'm not going to lie. It's not majority of the customers. Majority of customers are going to be great customers. Not going to say anything to you. You're going to take care of them. But there are a couple customers that we notice that they get like buyer's regret or something, I would call, or something at the end of it. Or they just probably not good people. I don't know.
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. But it happens. I think we're just used to it now. Now that we have the contract, we don't really worry too much. And, even another thing. I remember we didn't really have this contract where, for refunds and stuff like that. I remember when you and me originally started, when COVID hit. And, in our contract, it says, no refunds. But we didn't have a contract that said no refunds at that time. So it was very devastating.
Yeah.
When people were asking for their money back. And we had no kind of anything to stand on. Hey, we don't do refunds, But now we do in our contract, with the refund policy. And we give them a store credit. But at the time, it was very devastating when COVID hit. And everybody was like, I'm not going to do any parties because you can only have a handful of people now. Yeah. But,
and they have to live in your house.
Yeah, they got to live in your house. Pretty much the whole party thing was thrown out the window. But you can just imagine if y'all, the veterans has been here for a little while. If y'all went through that, I'm pretty sure you know how that went. And so many people were crying, can you please give my money back?
That's my job.
I lost my job. I don't know what I'm going to be able
to eat. It's the first day of the pandemic. Hey, you lost your job already.
Yeah, the contract's here to protect us. But yeah, that would have been really helpful if we had it back then. But then maybe we wouldn't have learned the lessons that we've learned to kind of mold the contract to how we have it now.
Yeah, we knew everything we knew back then. Who knows what we'd be doing? We probably would be playing a lottery. We wouldn't be on this. From this article that we found, we've seen a couple other good ones that we've seen, serving as a record of commitment. Yeah. I think customers generally like when you give them a contract because it gives them something to stand on and also give you legitimacy, would you say?
Oh, for sure. I think anything on paper that kind of holds people accountable, then they kind of say, okay, well, this person's legit versus just, he says he's going to show up at this time. In our contract, it has, the time of the event, the date, the time, who it is, and just basic little information. I think that the customer kind of gets more at ease versus, a company that doesn't have a contract. They're just like, well, I hope the person comes,
Yeah, because that's the worst fear of a customer is that they order something and you don't show up.
Yeah.
From there. So, see, the second one was preventing conflict and mitigation risk. Now, some customers will be like, oh, I didn't read the contract.
All the time.
And be like, well, read the contract. Yeah,
You have to read it.
You need to read all the contracts. I can tell you from personal experience, I have given away my future by not reading the contract. But that's a whole nother story about that right there. But the contracts are necessary that you need to read them. One thing we realized too, sometimes customers are like, oh, it's not on there. You send them the contract, you don't hear any problems from them more. And it just really kind of done that part. And it really, like we talked about earlier, it really helps with disputes. We don't even, if people dispute it, they don't even worry about it on that part. It's because it's pretty much a guaranteed win at this point. A hard issue we had at the beginning, I think, we both know, is that here at the beginning, doing digital contracts, which we have a link for three places you can use down in the show notes. But we had a couple issues with people actually signing the contracts because our sign rate used to be 50%, even though we were sending every single one out. We start doing some other things on there. We start charging on the thing because we paid a fee every time we sent it out, so we were taking losses on that. Now we charge a fee, and no one even said anything about it, which is interesting because when we did the tip thing and no delivery, even though people pay 6-7 times, sometimes 10 times more in delivery than now. Now they do what you call it. But, that's been crazy. I'm on there. But I remember Eddie was like, did the customer sign it? And every single time it was like, no. Not this one.
Oh, no, that's a problem child. We needed it signed.
Yeah.
And but now I don't even think we show up if it's not signed.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, you never signed it. Where y'all at? The party starts in 2 hours.
Should have signed the contract. We've
been calling you and calling you. We'll sign that contract.
Yeah. And we were doing a follow-up. We send a message out and we send some voicemails out that tells them, to complete your order, you got to sign the contract. Our sign rate has been so much, like literally, I think we're like, what's on like 99 percentile? It's pretty good on there. But just making sure that part. And also, too, we put a little thing in there that says that if you don't sign, we have another thing that you don't get your money back either. So if they don't sign, it's free money. But our whole point is kind of protect everybody, make sure everyone understand what's going on with this, and go from there. Now, another thing this article said was increase operation efficiency. How do you think that works out?
What's that? I'm sorry.
It's the game.
Sorry, I got distracted. Somebody email me.
You see, plus B, that's my efficiency.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, I'm saying.
Increase operational efficiency?
Yeah.
I mean, I think for that, the time frame thing, I think, is a big thing. Increasing the efficiency operation because, you know, you're able to kind of have it set in stone. Because trust me, if you don't have this stuff in the contract, the customer's going to change the time all the time. I mean, for the most part, there's times that we go and then the customer says, you know, it happens almost every week. They say, oh, I'm not there. Come back at this time. I'm like, your contract says this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll just dump it, you know, in a good location and say, okay, well, you know, we left it here. And for the most part, don't hear any kind of complaints because, you know, they understand that the contract time was from this time. This time it was, you know, the ball's in their playing field now. They dropped it. But, you know, the customer, I'm not saying every single one, but, you know, there's going to be customers that are going to do that. And I believe this is going to increase your efficiency. Because imagine if you're like, okay, well, I have nothing to stand on. I guess I'll come back at 3. You were at that location. And this has happened to us in the past where we had to go back multiple times because for some reason. And then you're just sitting there waiting for this person to show up. They said, oh, I'll be there in 5 minutes. The next thing is like 45 minutes. You're like, what the heck?
Traffic.
And you just, yeah, exactly, traffic. And then, you just burn a lot of time. So I think this is going to increase efficiency hugely because it holds them responsible. For the times that have been agreed on the contract.
Yeah, especially in our situation where our guys work kind of hand-in-hand with us. Mm. When we win, they win. When we lose, they lose. Yeah. And even though no one really loses. But if you're paying someone based off the job and a percentage base, if they come to a location and then they have to leave, we charge a redelivery fee, which I think has been working out pretty well. So it kind of pays for their time, and what you call, especially if you show up and you've already called, because we do the call ahead of thing. We send messages out telling people exactly their time frames as well. It's in the contract. We kind of go through as many details as possible. We try to over-communicate, which is, I think, for most service businesses, if you just try to over-communicate, you probably have better communication than most people. So the next thing is going to be, this says, extend company's brand and values. What do you think about that one? That's an interesting one.
Yeah, especially I like that one because extending the company's brand, that's A1. I mean, you go to any big company, there's going to have some sort of, you know, contract. So it kind of makes you look like, okay, he knows what he's doing. It's professional. I think it just gives a better image of the overall. You know, I think it's just like a better, I guess, like a perception of your company by seeing that there's a contract, you know, that they have to sign. You know, obviously, the top companies up there, they, I think every single one's going to have some kind of contract that we've seen. And then adding values, same thing. It kind of like descriptively tells the customer, like, okay, set the expectation. Says what you're going to be able to, what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. It's just plain, you know, black lettering, just detailing everything that you're going to do and what's going to happen if this happens. So there's no kind of guessing or, you know, surprises if something gets charged or, you know, everything's right there in the contract. So I think it just, helps them, you know, value your company as a legitimate company that's going to take good care of them.
Yeah. And I know I've been thinking about doing like a pre-contract. It's kind of like when people pay, it's just more when they click. So only when you click to pay something, you have to click this one thing, which kind of signs you into the first portion, which would be like that if you don't get the contract signed, you don't get this. So even taking it further, the whole point is trying to grab people through the process so they can understand the expectation that we're providing to them, and we can set a bar for them. And then we, obviously, we're going to try to go over it like always. but for people to understand expectations. Because I think the problem is, like, most of the customers that we deal with still at this time are new customers. Just because our book of business has been growing, but we've just been growing faster than the people that we already had on the list. And they don't understand what a rental is a lot of times. So sometimes they go through and they're like, oh, this thing has a scratch on it. Well, there's a rental. It's not brand new. So I thought it was going to look like the photo. It does look like the photo. She said, like, but the photo doesn't have a scratch on the right side. I said, we can't put every single photo of every single of the thousands of chairs we have on here.
Yeah.
It's just stuff like that people go, that I'm not sensitive. It's just customers. You have to, like, what do you always, you got to teach the customer.
It's like educating, you know what I mean? Like you said, there's new people coming to this market. People are throwing parties and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough chairs for 100 people. And, you know, I think it's just the knowledge, you know, the people that's been doing this, you know, every year throwing parties. They understand this kind of stuff, but, you know, people that are coming new into the market, you just kind of basically have to educate them about, you know, the process and the expectation. But basically, this contract basically sets the expectation. This is a plain letter, and you just read it, and that's what you're going to get. And, you know,
not hard. So the next one is number 5 on this list is help secure future business opportunity. They kind of talk about just it increases the chances of winning the deal again because you have the same structure. Mm. And also, too, people have trust. And one thing we've seen about building our book of business, I would say, is that people know exactly what they're going to get from last year. So it's literally the same thing, and they get the same experience. What do you kind of think about that?
Yeah, just like you said, you know, everybody's contract's a little bit different. So, I would just say see what you're willing to do. And just have it on paper, because, you know, your contract may be different than the other company's contract. And like I said, it'll help you secure the future because they're like, okay, well, it says they'll do this versus the other company. You know, they won't do this in their contract. So sometimes just doing things that the other guy won't, it'll kind of secure you for the future bookings.
Yeah. And also, too, you can write out some other contracts. If you're getting someone, specific pricing because they're going to do some events with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have done a lot of this, but we're kind of going lean into this now, is that make sure you get that in writing. So if they're saying like, hey, give me this pricing because I'm going to bring you 10 events. So, you know, if you're actually going to take that, put that, they're going to do 10 events. And then they have to put the dates down for those events and you give them the prices. And so it's kind of like illegal that you're going to get that work right there. Mm-hmm. And also too, like for like, or in current standpoint, maybe you offer pricing that is like for 3 years in a row on that part, but they have to agree to work with you for 3 years. You can lock in these long-term contracts for doing this stuff too as well.
Yeah. Or maybe they can even buy out of the contract if they decide they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Always can buy out.
Oh, yeah.
Money's good. Money's a good exit point.
Yeah.
Next one is provide a framework for negotiation. This one... I guess the standpoint, because I guess it tells you like every single thing that's going to be drawn out, like on your invoices and stuff, and then it kind of walks them through exactly the process. This one right here is more of a reach, but I think technically everything is a framework for negotiations. So I think you can just throw that in there, but that's probably what they put in there. On there, what do you think? Same thing?
Same thing, pretty much.
Yeah, on there. But I really like the extended company brand and values. I think us putting more things on there. One thing's going to be interesting, we're going to start offering a guarantee with our staffing, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting how that gets worded and written up and stuff to be in there.
Yeah, but I think that's going to set us apart from the competition. I don't think there's anybody that guarantees. Like you said, guarantee can mean anything, so we're going to go through and see what works for our benefit and also the customer. And then we'll let you know what we found. But that's going to be it for today. We want to thank y'all guys for always tuning in. I mean, Xavier, we do this every week. So we try to give you as much knowledge so you can handle your business and grow with us. Okay? So if you have any questions, just reach out to us and we'll do what we can to help you out.
Go Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here, you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.